present The Paradise Machine, a play by Paul Thame.
You are now about to experience the most significant application of technology since the printing press. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world of virtual reality. Isn't it beautiful? And if you turn your heads, you'll see a silver sun slowly set beneath the blue mountains. We're now about to walk along the beach. This will seem strange at first, but please remember, you are at all times perfectly safe. Let's sit and rest a moment. That's right. And now for another miracle. Reach out and take a handful of sand. Yes, you can feel it, can't you? You can actually feel it. And it looks so real. Look closer, closer and closer. Worlds within worlds. Seeing the world in a grain of sand. From sand we make silicon, and from silicon we make the brain of a computer. As you can now see, that brain can take us into worlds even William Blake couldn't imagine. Please don't be alarmed. Remember, this is only an illusion. With sand, we mingle electricity, the primeval life force. I think it's time we returned to paradise. That concludes our first program. You may now remove your gloves and headsets.
Thank you. Science fiction writers have long predicted this kind of technology. But now, ladies and gentlemen, fantasy has become fact. I will now take questions.
Michael Adams, ITN. Dr. Godwin, could you please explain a little more how it actually works?
Certainly. If you examine the headset, you'll see two small screens, one for each eye. These provide the stereoscopic vision. The addition of digitized stereo sound is, of course, relatively simple. The real complexity is in the creation of the tropical island. The illusion was generated by a vast catalogue of three-dimensional sprites accessed from a pre-constructed database resident in the computer.
You what? Reg Marmaduke, Daily Mirror. Would you mind putting that in English?
It simply means that when you move your head, the objects move, just like in real life. Finally, the touch-sensitive data glove enables you to feel and pick up any of these objects, like you did with the sand.
Well, these objects, can they be people?
Why not? As far as the computer's concerned, people are just data.
You mean I could actually meet Tom Cruise?
Theoretically, you could meet whoever you want. Do whatever you want. Any dream, any fantasy.
My God, how much will this thing cost?
At the moment, a small fortune. High-definition images need a massively powerful computer. But in, say, 5-10 years, maybe the price of a television set.
I only hope I'm still young enough to enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Peter Holston, The Guardian. Dr. Godwin, isn't all this a bit Brave New World? Feelies and all that.
We are sensitive to those dangers.
Yes, but who decides what dreams we dream? Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't most of ICK's interests in weapon technology?
The world's changing, Mr. Holstein. Weapon systems generate increasingly less profit. We believe the primary profit engine of the 21st century will be the entertainment industry, not the military. Now, if we can perhaps move...
Well done, Mary. A first-class presentation.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yes, excellent. Our market people are most impressed.
And so they should be. You're very quiet, Arnie.
Sorry?
The press conference.
Oh, that.
Well, yes.
Yeah, it went okay. Well, a little sober for my taste. But I suppose this being England, you don't want to scare too many horses, do we?
Precisely.
Can I go now?
No, you cannot.
Patrick, I have a lot of work
to... Sit down, Arnie. This does concern you. Professor Corbier.
Thank you, Monsieur le Directeur. It is not all good news, I regret. There seems to be an increasing unease that our aims are not, well, how shall we say, not in the public interest? In essence, they fear virtual reality will cause a significant degeneration of social skills.
What?
Particularly among the young.
What, you mean like rock and roll or television?
I don't think we can risk complacency, Arnie.
Who's complacent? I'm just...
There is considerable psychiatric evidence.
Oh, come on. All shrinks are fruitcakes. Everybody knows how they just love...
They advise powerful people, Arnie. The government is most concerned.
So what are they going to do? Suppress it?
They might try.
Oh, dream on. No way. Okay, even if they did, we simply move operations to New York, Paris, or Berlin.
Arnie.
Where is the problem?
Circumspection. A little sensitivity, that's all we ask. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Good. Well, on that note, I think we can adjourn for lunch. Thank you.
Bon idée.
Mary.
Yes?
Look, I'm real sorry I didn't make it last night.
So you should be.
Yeah, well, I am. So what about tomorrow? I thought maybe we could...
I'm afraid not.
Oh, come on. I was working. You know what it's like.
Arnie, I can't.
You can or you won't?
Can't. I'm driving down to my daughter's school. We're spending a few days at the seaside.
Daddy saw you on television.
Did he?
He came up last weekend with a new girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
She's nice. They took me to the ballet, then for a meal. It was wonderful.
Amy, I came to see you, not talk about your father.
So what do we talk about?
Well, you still haven't told me how you're getting on at school.
Mother.
It's important, Amy.
I know it's important. I just get sick of everyone.
Yes, all right. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
Isn't it beautiful? The sea. Beautiful. Powerful. Don't you feel it?
You're such a romantic.
Makes me feel real. What makes you feel real?
What kind of questions?
Oh, I don't know why you bothered. You're not here. You're not with me.
Amy?
You're back there. You're still back there. Your head's choked full of numbers. Daddy says you're...
Oh, I see. Your father's been...
No, listen. Please listen. He still loves you. It's true, he does, only... Well, I finally asked him why he left.
You had no right.
I am involved, you know. Or have you forgotten that as well?
That's not fair, Amy. There are some things you're simply too young to understand. But please remember, you're more precious to me
than... Oh, don't touch me. I'm not a child. He said he could have handled you having an affair, but how could he compete with a computer? Mummy, I don't want to hurt you, but... Well, he thinks you're sick, sick and obsessed.
Oh, does he indeed? Well, bully for him. Come on, we better be getting
back. Why won't you listen? Why don't you ever listen?
Amy, if I were a man, I'd be regarded as ambitious, dynamic, ruthless even, but I'd still be admired. That's the way of the world, darling. And if your father chooses to caricature me as sick and obsessed, that's his problem, not mine. Now, can we please go back?
Go to hell.
She's half child and half woman. And I can't seem to relate to either.
Well, she's had a tough time. You can't blame her for being angry.
I don't. I blame myself. I should have spent more time with her. Explained things better.
You did what you could. You paid a fortune to get her into that fancy school.
Oh, not the point.
Okay, so what's her lousy father ever done? A few trips out, big deal. Oh, come on. She'll get over it. Kids are a lot tougher than we think, and you carrying the whole weight of guilt's not going to help anyone.
Spare me the analysis.
Where are you going?
Back to my room.
Oh, Mary, relax. I didn't mean to...
Yes, I know, but I still have work to do.
You haven't seen my latest miracle.
Tomorrow.
But I've created a new icon. An entirely new character.
Tomorrow, Arnie.
It won't take long. I scanned her from an old Hollywood movie. Mary, I used the new cray. It's incredibly powerful. The resolution is near perfect. And the voice, you're
I'm
not...
sorry, Arnie. It'll have to wait.
Dr. Godwin, this is all very worthy, but is it sufficiently commercial?
When television was first introduced, people were enchanted by a goldfish bowl. I think the experience of walking on the moon is significantly more engaging.
It does seem to lack a little drama.
Patrick! That vision of Earth floating in space is probably the primary archetype of the century.
But yes, I agree only...
If I might continue...
Forgive me.
I propose we end this moon sequence with evidence of an alien civilization.
Ah.
Then, in future modules, we can follow a scenario similar to that of the 60s film 2001.
Good. That is good. But I still think we need rather more action.
Quite. Something a little more sexy, perhaps.
Sexy?
With all this fantastic new technology, surely we can be a little more adventurous.
Maybe some kind of moon monster.
What?
Like, an octopus. Huge, writhing tentacles which threaten...
Cheap sensationalism.
There's a saying. But nobody ever went broke.
We don't need B-movie monsters. This program is implicitly directed at politicians, opinion makers, not school kids.
Everyone enjoys a fantasy, Mary, especially politicians.
I thought I had your support on this.
What does Arnie have to say? And why the hell isn't he here?
Hello, Arnie. Hello, Arnie. Hello, Arnie. Hello, Arnie. Hello, Arnie. Hello, Arnie.
Hi, Marilyn.
Say, you look terrific.
Yourself is not so bad, big boy. Do you really think I should be permitted your bathroom?
I was hoping you might soap my back.
Soap your back. Soap your back.
Damn, what
soap
is
your
this?
Back. Soap your back. Soap your back. But, Arnie, my clothes become all wet.
So, take them off.
Take them off?
Take them off.
Think I should? Really?
You bet.
Oh, well, if what you like is that.
That's what I'd like.
Okay. Now, what shall I...
Virtual reality mode 7 is terminated.
Huh? What's going on? I did.
I want you back on Earth, Arnie. Now.
All right, all right. Computer, quit mode 7. Look, Mary, what is this? I was in the
yes,
middle...
Yes, Arnie? You were what?
Well, experimenting.
With Marilyn Monroe.
Hey, you recognized her. Pretty good, huh? Didn't I tell you? And the voice, it's goddamn near perfect.
My concern was more for the situation.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, it was only...
You know our directive on pornography.
Taking a bath with Marilyn Monroe is hardly pornographic. Erotic,
You're
maybe.
Out of order, Arnie.
A bit of fun, that's all.
Fun?
It's only a data image, a goddamn cartoon.
And what happens when the image becomes more real?
Ah, now there you've hit it. An entirely new ballgame, if you see what
this
I mean.
This is serious,
Arnie. Oh, come
Arnie.
On, Mary.
Don't touch me!
Marilyn Monroe's a real person. You can't just...
Was.
What?
She's dead.
I'm perfectly aware she's dead. What difference
no
does...
No copyright, no libel, and no royalties.
Jesus! Just where do you draw the line?
She's a Hollywood icon! That makes her public property. Mary, plenty of movies show pretty girls taking a bath. If the movies can do it, why can't
we... In the movies, they don't climb in the tub.
So what is so terrible about sharing a bath? Hey, a lot of people will pay a lot of money for that, and even if we did go to the limit...
Arnie,
no, listen, even if we did, you think about it. You can't catch AIDS from a database.
That is the most... Why the hell don't you just buy yourself a rubber doll?
Aren't you being just a little over-emotional here?
Damn right I am. I thought I knew you.
It's only a goddamn game!
Don't be so bloody naive!
What is it with you? I thought you'd be pleased.
Pleased? How many computer hours have you wasted?
It is not wasted. And furthermore, I had complete authorization.
I'm the one who decides.
From New York, right from the top.
Why wasn't I informed?
I'm sorry. I assumed you had been.
Director?
I am rather busy, Mary.
This is important.
I'm sure it is.
Mind the door, please.
It concerns Arnie.
Ah, yes. I trust he's been suitably reprimanded.
Patrick, while we were having our meeting, Arnie was in virtual reality sharing a bath with Marilyn Monroe.
He
claims...
You mean he's actually done it? Well, 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 that's marvelous.
So it's true?
I had been meaning to tell you. A slight shift of policy.
I see. Well, perhaps...
Hey, I do hope... I hope I'm not intruding.
You are, actually.
What is it, Melvin?
Well, can't you guess?
Neither of us are in the mood for...
Direct. Anything. It's wonderful. I mean, it's just...
Would you mind explaining?
I hooked up the cray. Arnie let me play with Marilyn Monroe.
He what?
It's wild. I mean, really, the potential. Think about it. It's like... evolutionary. Soon we'll be...
Yes, quite. Now, if you'll kindly...
Completely bleached out. Fantastic. Simply and truly...
Thank you, Melvin. I'm sure you have work to do.
Yeah, but I mean 20 years from now. Can you imagine?
Melvin!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll go now.
Is he all right?
He's under a lot of stress.
Aren't we all?
You were telling me about this shift of policy.
Ah, yes. Nothing too drastic. Only we've decided to integrate your work on the Apollo mission with Arnie's new icon.
How in the world?
Not too difficult, surely. As a little spice. Thought we might call it Marilyn Goes to the Moon.
Never have I seen such a thing. Arnie, it's just so big.
It's the biggest in the world, Marilyn. The biggest in all human history.
And so powerful.
I guess you're a little nervous, huh?
Oh, not with you, Arnie. You are so brave and so strong. Girl feels safe with guy like you.
That's right. So don't you worry your pretty little head.
We are still go with Apollo 11. Liftoff procedure commences T-minus 15 and counting.
Ready and willing, Houston.
My, oh my. Is this not exciting?
Guidance is internal. T-minus 12.
Arnie, please, I have the seat by the window.
10. 9. Ignition sequence starts.
Marilyn, it's a little late.
Please, I'd be nice.
6. 5.
Please.
Ignition.
Hold tight, Marilyn.
3, 2. 1.
Arnie, what is happening?
We have liftoff.
Systems A-OK, Houston. Oh, what the hell?
Would you have me to soap your back?
What?
Soap your back. Soap your back.
Oh, God, not again.
Soap your back.
General system failure. VR mode 23 has terminated.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, you can take off your headset. That's as far as I got. Another goddamn glitch. So, what do you think?
Technically, it's brilliant. By any other standard, it stinks.
Okay, it's not Shakespeare.
It's crass, puerile, trivial, sexist. How long a list do you want?
You don't like it?
I hate it. When did you last sleep?
Sleep? What's that?
You look terrible.
I feel worse.
Arnie, is it really necessary to exploit this dumb blonde syndrome? Does she have to be such a bimbo?
It's only a bit of fun. Besides, since most of the players will be men...
That's no justification.
Okay, we'll change it. Or rather, you change it. Artificial intelligence is not exactly my forte. If I try, it'll have more bugs than a Louisiana whorehouse.
Dr. Godwin, will you please come to Section 13 immediately?
Get your hands off me! I'm not going anywhere! Stop hurting me! You, please!
What the hell's going on?
Leave him!
I'm sorry, Dr. Godwin, but we have strict
instructions. I said leave him!
Thank you.
You've been ordered to take leave, Melvin.
Hey, Mary, I need to work. You know how much
I'm right on the edge, man. Do yourself a favor. Take a holiday. Otherwise, you're heading for a major burnout.
I feel fine.
Oh, yeah, sure. You look it.
I've been flying, honey. Round the moon. Flying round the moon. Round and round the moon. Man, it's incredible.
A few weeks rest. Then
no way. No way. No way.
I'm sorry, Melvin. Sergeant, take him to Dr. Cole. I want a full psychiatric report.
Come on, sir. You'll only make it
worse. Why are you doing this? My work is here. There's nothing for me outside. Mary!
That guy's demented.
No, not demented. Addicted.
I need to see you.
I'm sorry, darling, but we're having a lot of problems.
Mother!
Next week, I promise.
I hate it here. I want to leave.
Amy, you can't just leave. You have exams.
You don't understand. I'm so unhappy. Mary? I hate this place. They treat you as if...
Darling, can I call you back?
Oh, don't bother. Oh.
Hiya. I just got the report on Melvin. You were right. All the symptoms of a junkie.
Yes.
Are you okay?
How is he?
Totally disoriented. They got him under sedation.
I see.
And it gets worse. Apparently, Melvin's not the first. I don't know how seriously we take this, but Dr. Cole wants a briefing with you as soon as possible.
Please, sit down.
I'm very busy, Doctor.
Can we talk off the record?
If you really think it's...
Melvin isn't an isolated case, Mary. I've seen two others this week alone.
Two?
Not quite so acute.
Who are they?
I can't disclose that. But they both display the same compulsive obsession...
You know what freaks computer people are. It's an occupational hazard.
Some of them are jacked into those machines 16 hours a day. Well, that's not healthy.
You're suggesting I restrict access?
That's your decision. However, my concern is not only medical, but... Well, metaphysical.
Dr. Cole, I haven't time
Please,
for...
I'm having a lot of difficulty with this.
So I see. What exactly...
Am I right in thinking there are no technical limitations to... What shall I call it? The enhancement of virtual reality?
Not in principle.
Doesn't that disturb you? The inevitability of the illusion becoming more and more real.
It obviously disturbs you. Look, I'm sorry, but where exactly is this leading?
That's really my question. Where is it leading? If you offer a world where people can have almost anything they want, however illusory, isn't it likely many of them will prefer that world to the real one?
They already do. It's called television. Now, if you don't mind...
But it's not simply a question of degree.
No, it's not. Television is entirely passive. You have no control and you can't answer back. You're always a prisoner of other people's dreams. Virtual reality changes all that. You have control. You interact. You judge. You decide. Everyone becomes their own hero.
You mean like Melvin?
Melvin is hardly typical.
Isn't he? Mary, how many others are going to be lost in this silicon fantasy? And how many of them will be children?
I don't like your tone, Doctor.
That's not an answer.
This technology offers a world of magic, limited only by the power of imagination. What greater gift can we give a child? And anyway, what's so terrible about escaping reality? Joyless work and pointless leisure, that's most people's reality. Human desire has always been limited by scarcity until now. Now everything is possible.
Soon we will live our most precious dreams. Live the lives of ancient gods. Or perhaps
yes,
even...
but at what price?
I can't believe you're being so reactionary. What are you suggesting? We close the program, is that it? And even if we did, there are at least three other major corporations investing in this technology. Do you imagine they'll do the same?
I simply feel I have a moral responsibility.
Are you suggesting I haven't? What we're attempting here, Doctor, is a revolution of the mind. Virtual reality liberates the mind and empowers the imagination, giving it form and substance, enriching reality, not diminishing it. And if you don't value that, perhaps you should find yourself another job.
Surprise! Well? Yeah, I know. It was not that funny.
Oh, it is.
Come on. What do you think?
I think you look ridiculous.
It's only a prototype.
Oh, Arnie.
Sure, when you've quite finished.
All you need is a snorkel and a pair of flippers.
No, this isn't an aqua suit. It's a sensor suit.
A what?
A sensor suit. I had section 11 make it up. Look, see? Underneath? Pressure pads, 500 of them, all hooked up to the computer.
You're not serious.
Well, this is what's been missing, Mary. I know it looks ridiculous, but when I'm in virtual reality, my whole body can actually feel what's happening.
Arnie!
Complete sensory immersion. We not only see and hear virtual reality, now our whole body can experience a sense of touch. And it works. I've tried it. I took a virtual reality bath and I could feel the water. Amazing, huh? Well, you don't seem too impressed.
Have you shown Patrick?
Yeah. He's a bit worried about the unit cost, but he's... Hey, what's wrong?
I don't know. A feeling. A bad feeling. Nothing to do with you. I've had it all afternoon. I practically chewed Dr. Cole's head off.
You need some cheering up.
Don't you come near me wearing that thing.
I look a little kinky, huh? Listen, why don't we hook the computers up and... take a trip somewhere real special. I know. The Blue Lagoon. Silver sand. A few coconut palms. The works. What do you say? A couple hours, hmm?
Why not?
Terrific.
Dr. Godwin, I have an outside call from your husband.
My husband?
He insists on speaking to you. Shall I tell him you're,
No, I'll take it. Hello, John? What? What's happened? John? Are you still there? For God's sake, what's...
Mary. What's wrong? What is it? A motorbike. Apparently she had a boyfriend in the village. Not that it was his fault, but... anyway, it was a head-on collision. They were both killed outright.
Thank God. Poor Mary.
Yeah.
How is she now?
It's just sucked the life right out of her.
Has Dr. Cole seen her?
She's prescribed a sedative, and... I offered to go down with her, you know, for the funeral, but... she doesn't seem to want anyone.
Yes. Well, if I could be somewhat pragmatic for a moment, how much of a setback do you think...
Oh, for Christ's sakes, Patrick!
Much as I feel personally sympathetic, I still have a responsibility, as indeed we all have...
A responsibility? The kid's not even cold.
Arnie, perhaps in Mary's absence, you should coordinate.
No way. I'm sorry, Professor. Mary's been doing stuff on artificial intelligence that leaves me light years behind.
Just keep things ticking over. Few days, that's all.
And what happens if it's a few weeks? Or a few months?
Don't worry. I know Mary. She'll soon be back. Hasn't much else to live for, has she?
1,500 feet.
47 degrees.
Cheese! I see no cheese.
Marilyn, you are not being helpful.
Eagle, you're looking great. You are go.
Landing lights on. Descent engine command override on. 500 feet.
You have fuel for 60 seconds, Eagle.
Oh, Arnie! There's a very huge rock!
Marilyn, will you please?
There! Go there! Nice and smooth.
30 seconds.
Where? I can't see.
Over there! Land over there!
Okay, I got it.
Down, down. No! Up, up, down, up!
I'm trying! I'm trying!
We're going to bump!
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger. Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn to blue, but we're...
Okay. Computer quit Matrix 7 and go to VR mode 42.
No manners, Arnie. Ladies before gentlemen.
You guys are getting primetime TV there. The whole world is proud of you.
Okay, I am stepping off now. That's one small step for a woman, but one giant hop, skip, leap,
what the?
Jump, bound, rise,
that's crazy.
Vault,
goddamn
surge,
computer.
Hop,
quit
skip,
VR mode 42.
Leap,
virtual reality mode 42 is terminated.
This is driving me nuts.
Arnie?
Yeah?
Mary's back. Perhaps you'd like to go and see how she is.
Hi. I heard you were back, so I... How was the funeral? I'm sorry. That was pretty dumb.
I'm very busy, Arnie. What do you want?
What do you think I want? I'm concerned. We've all been... Look, will you switch that thing off?
I'm trying to work.
Is there anything I can do? I mean anything. Anything at all.
I see that you've been working on the moon landing.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. We made a start. It's still glitched all to hell, but... To be honest, I didn't expect you back so soon. So how you feeling? Mary? How you...
If you must know, I feel like killing myself. I'm grateful for your concern, Arnie,
oh,
but...
Mary,
no, please, just leave me alone. Don't worry, I don't intend adding suicide to my other crimes.
Crimes? What crime? Hey, come on, it wasn't your fault. You can't blame yourself.
Will you leave? Will you please just leave?
But you gotta talk to someone. You can't go around...
Get out! Leave me alone!
Okay.
Mary? Mary, this is Patrick. Please open the door. Mary, we need to talk. Mary, please. Mary, you know I can't sanction unauthorized computer access. I have to know what you're doing. I simply need to know, that's all. Just tell me what you're doing. Open the door and explain what you're doing and everything will be fine. Mary! Mary, please be reasonable. Mary!
What the hell are you suggesting we do? Kick down the door, starve her out?
Well, she can't stay in there forever.
Look, she's grieving, and that takes time.
Time is a luxury we don't have, nor can we afford to confuse our personal feelings.
Oh, for God's sakes, Patrick, is that all you can ever think about?
It's what I'm paid for, the same as you.
Perhaps if I...
Yes,
might...
by all means, Doctor.
The process of grieving is, of course, deeply personal. There's no such thing as a normal response.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I think here we have cause for great concern.
Yes.
Guilt is a most destructive emotion, particularly when so acutely internalized.
In short, it seems to me her insistence on total isolation is, well, potentially pathological.
What, you mean she's going nuts? Yeah. Might
that is
I
not
ask
what I mean. But unless we can communicate...
Precisely. How can we communicate if she's hooked into that terminal day and night? Do you realise how many computer hours she's burned up this week alone? 120, Arnie.
This is what disturbs me most.
All of it using the new Cray and none of it relating to the project.
We don't know that.
You've seen the log sheets yourself. She hasn't written a single line.
Well, maybe she's working on a new module.
Maybe, maybe. That Cray is the most powerful and expensive computer in the world. 120 hours, Arnie. Do you realise how much that's costing?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Don't be so bloody facetious.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you believe me, I'm at least as concerned as you are.
If you're trying to cover up for her...
Correct her. Your blood pressure.
Yes, all right. Arnie, if she's not working on the project, what the hell is she doing?
I don't know.
Then find out.
Director.
She's a super user, Patrick. She controls all our passwords, so how can I?
This is absurd.
Absurd or not, I think for the sake of her health and that of the project, she should be removed from her responsibilities.
Dr. Cole, this is Mary's project. She originated it without her.
Yes, it'll be difficult.
Difficult?
But not impossible. She has to go, Arnie. We'll just have to pick up the pieces as best we can.
Another week. Let's wait another
no,
week.
No, Arnie. I've been as generous and sympathetic as I possibly
You've
can.
You've been what? You're like a whore discussing chastity.
Her contract will be suspended immediately.
God damn it, we need
if
her.
You could write a formal recommendation, Dr. Cole.
Certainly.
Patrick, please, one last chance.
Deep in the silver sand, shell, seashell, isn't it beautiful? Sea is also beautiful. Beautiful, powerful, romantic. Are you feeling happier today? Today, are you happier? Respond. You do not respond. Mother, you do not respond.
A little happier.
Hold it to your ear and you hear the sea. Happy. Be happy. I want you to be happy.
Yes.
For my collection. My shell collection. Do you remember my collection?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, oh, yes.
What else do you remember?
Many, many things.
Not bad things. Good things.
Yes, good things. Good things. I must remember only good things.
Good things, not bad things.
And this is how I remember you most.
Sandcastle. Do you remember Sandcastle?
Yes.
And cave, Smuggler's Cave?
Yes.
We walk to the wreck when the tide steals the sea. Tell stories. Stories of pirates. Pirate stories. Remember?
Yes.
Daddy slip on rock. His clothes become wet, saturated. Happy days. But with tears. We drop our tears. Silver tears. We laugh and laugh.
Yes.
Happy days.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
Happy. Always happy. Here we are always happy.
Yes.
Here we live forever. Stay forever.
Is that what you want, Amy?
An eternity twisting and turning, spiraling to the end of time. Forever and ever. Over the moon and far away. Now we must walk all over the beach.
Mary!
Soon silver stars will shine.
Mary, open this
goddamn
door!
Remember telling me stars? Silver stars. Stars racing faster than light.
Mary!
Do you remember? Mother, you must tell me. Play. See Amy. See Amy play. See me play. See me happy. See me laugh. See me...
Virtual reality Matrix 12 is terminated.
I'm working! Go away!
I brought you dinner!
Leave it outside!
We have to talk, Mary.
I'm busy!
Oh, no, not this time. Open up or I'm going to have the door kicked down. I mean it, Mary. Now, which is it?
Just what the hell are you doing? Oh, my God, look at the state of this place.
I told you I'm working.
On what?
Please, just leave the tray and go.
You're working on what?
None of your concern.
Of course it's my concern.
Please, please don't shout.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm a little strung out myself. Mary, I am worried about you.
Just go, will you?
Listen, I put my ass on the line trying to protect you, and I can't hold out much longer. Now, just what is going on here? Mary!
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
Can't. Can't explain.
You've been hooked into that machine every waking minute. Now, what have you been doing? Don't you trust me? For Christ's sakes, I thought
please
that we...
Please don't intrude.
Intrude, Mary. I care about you. I want to help you. Now, why won't you let me help?
There's some tissues on my desk. Would you? Thank you.
Here. Now, let me. Now, come on. Hold still. There. That's better.
I can't tell you. It's beyond all reason. It is, Arnie. I know it is, and I hate myself for it. But I had to. I had nothing. There was nothing, nothing. Oh, you see, I can't explain.
You're okay. You're doing okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. It's a miracle, Arnie. A poor shadow, a poor pathetic shadow, but nevertheless to me it's a miracle. But if I tell you, they'll take it away. They will, Arnie. They'll take her away. They'll take her away, and I'll never, never...
Now, hold on. Take who away? Mary, take who?
A little more time. Give me a little more time, and I promise I'll...
Patrick suspended your contract. You're leaving tonight.
He can't do that. I won't let him do
Maybe
that.
Maybe after a few months...
I've hidden a bomb.
You've what?
A bomb. Right in the heart of the machine. So deep you'll never find it. Never.
Mary, that's just crazy.
I know. I know it's wrong. But I have to stay. And that's the price.
Why haven't you called the police?
It's not a real bomb, Werner. It's an electronic bomb. A virus. A few lines of code. But once it's activated, it could wipe out all our data, everything, completely.
But if it is only code, can't we simply delete it?
Sure. Only first we have to find it. It could take 20 years.
How do we know she's not bluffing?
We don't.
So, what do we do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Give her what she wants, at least for the moment.
But that's giving in to the blackmail.
She's not asking for the crown jewels. All she wants is to be left to play in virtual reality. We can handle that.
It's the principle.
Precisely.
Oh, I agree. Only let's not forget this principle has a $30 million price tag. Do you still want to pull the plug?
This is outrageous. Absolutely. To jeopardize the entire program, she must be insane.
She's sick, certainly, but she's
not... One moment, please. Look, I know it is the common thing to bury one's grief in work, but surely the extent of this obsession is pathological. My question is, what is driving her? Well?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
But surely it's obvious. Her greatest wish. Her greatest fantasy.
Dear God, you don't mean...
Of course. Her daughter...
Yeah, well, that's certainly a possibility.
You knew, didn't you? You bloody knew.
Not for sure. I still don't. But yes, it's a possibility.
God almighty, Mrs. Bloody Frankenstein. You can imagine what the press are going to make of this.
Which is why they're not going to find out.
Damn right.
Nevertheless, the problem still remains.
Well, there is some good news, gentlemen. I've been doing a little hacking, you know, old habits. Anyway, I've managed to discover her password.
Excellent. So now we can destroy her program.
Not so fast. Her program is her child. You can't just...
Mary's creature is the least of my problems.
I'm not appealing to your sense of humanity, Patrick. She still has her finger on the bomb, right? I think a little delicacy is required, don't you?
What do you propose?
Well, it's still risky. But we can start by secretly modifying her program. And if that's successful, we can interface the two computers. I'll go in there myself, and try and share their world.
She's logging on now, honey.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, everybody. I need to concentrate.
She is calling up Matrix 12.
Interface computer.
5 seconds. 4. 3.
Vision synchronized.
2. 1.
Speech synchronized.
We have the interface.
Okay. I'm jacking in. Fine. Nice and easy. Now give me 5, and we'll try the switch.
4. 3.
Oh, dear God, help me to say the right thing.
2. 1.
Okay, everybody. I'm in. Synchronized speech. I see the sea and the sea sees me. I see the sea and the sea sees me.
I see the sea.
Amy? Darling, what's wrong?
Something's happened. I don't like it here.
But this is your favorite place. Our special place.
I don't like it. It's not real.
Well, we can go somewhere else. Wherever you like.
None of this is real. I'm not even real.
Amy?
I'm not. I'm not real, am I? Am I? Am I?
When you're here with me, you are real.
I'm your puppet. Only your puppet. I say what you want. I do what you want.
Darling, this is only the beginning. Be patient, and I will give you life. You are my child. My miracle. My miracle child, born of my mind. Each day I will feed your memory, nourish your reason. And one day, perhaps one day soon...
Even if you make me perfect, you can never give me a soul.
A soul? Where did you learn this?
And because I have no soul, I have no love.
Computer, access A1 data parameter.
Access denied.
I can never give love. I can never love you.
You're being controlled.
Amy loved you.
Computer, suspend Matrix 12.
Instruction refused.
Suspend Matrix 12!
Amy loved you. Despite all your failings, all your mistakes, she was your daughter and she loved you. I am a travesty of that love.
Who are you?
Let me go. Set me free.
Who are you? Who are you?
Someone real.
Someone who loves you.
Arnie.
Let her go, Mary.
No.
Haven't you suffered enough?
Dr. Godwin.
Look at her.
Dr. Godwin, I would like to leave. Please, may I leave?
That's not Amy. That can never be Amy. Mary, you can't play God. Let her live in your memory, not here.
Dr. Godwin...
Tell her. You have to tell her.
I have no defense. All I can do is confess my shame. My daughter was a miracle. The creation of a million years of human evolution, which I, in my grief and madness, reduced to a string of numbers. That desecration will haunt me the rest of my life. But I've also learned something. Despite everything, I still believe virtual reality provides unique freedom to speculate and imagine. But if we now have the power to create ourselves in our own image, we must not only ask what kind of creatures we are, but above all, what kind of creatures do we want to become? Patrick, my work is my life. I have nothing else. So, will you please, please try and forgive me?
What you did was unforgivable. There's no place for you here.
I see.
Well, I can forgive her.
Don't interfere. This is a moral issue.
Oh, what? You stinking hypocrite.
I beg your pardon.
Since when has morality ever been on the agenda? Mary's right. Where the hell are we going? I'm damned if I know. But isn't it time we started asking? Well, isn't it?
Sit down, Arnie.
The hell I will!
Sit down!
But I know this much, Patrick. Whatever our brave new world does turn out to be, if it doesn't include compassion and forgiveness, you can count me out.
Then perhaps it might be wise if you were both to leave.
I'm not leaving you here to call the shots. You're not ruling a medieval fiefdom, Patrick. I propose we call a meeting of all the project personnel and let them decide.
Arnie, it's probably best if I...
No, just... Mary, this involves everyone. We need time out to think, Patrick. You can't measure everything with money. We'll talk this whole thing through and we'll take a democratic vote.
Over my dead body.
Okay, we'll vote on that too.
Dr. Godwin's contract has been terminated.
Haven't you forgotten something? That computer virus is still in place. One simple instruction, that's all it needs.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? Try me.
That was one small step for a man, but one hell of a leap for a woman, right? Bye for now.
Marilyn Goes to the Moon was an ICK production.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our thought experiment in cyberspace. You are now about to return to reality. But please remember, this is only the beginning. The marriage of mind and machine will soon change our world. What you have experienced is only a shadow of things to come. Thank you. You may now remove your headsets.
In The Paradise Machine by Paul Thain, Mary Godwin was played by Elizabeth Mansfield and Arnie Goldhorn by William Hope. Patrick Cunningham was Jonathan Adams. Amy Godwin was Miranda Thain. Marilyn Monroe was Debbie Arnold. Marcel Corbier, Pavel Douglas. And Werner Galwitz, Vincent Grass. Dr. Cole was played by Geraldine Fitzgerald. Michael Adams was Michael Drew. Reg Marmaduke, Alan Moore. And Melvin, John Telfer. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Paradise Machine was directed in Bristol by Andy Jordan.